Listen here, Sonny Jim, because you're not a real James Bond. I'm the real James Bond here. You're just Jim. Jimmy Bond.
I'm real James Bond till the 90s, kids. I don't know why I became Irish. It must have been you.
You know what I was doing in the 90s? Your mother.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Pierce. Join with me, as always, the brother Movie Factory, Daniel.
Yes.
Is that your Daniel Craig impression?
It is.
It's better than I thought at first, but maybe not. I'm not sure.
Well, you just say short words.
You sound like a British Morgan Freeman.
Well,
yes.
I'm Daniel Craig. Yes, yes. Hong Kong's our turf now, Bond.
What about if I said, joined with me as always, the brother Movie Factory, Sean?
Well, I'm listening here, Sonny Jim. Because you're not a real James Bond. I'm the real James Bond here. You're just Jim. Jimmy Bond.
I'm real James Bond till the 90s, kids. I don't know why I became Irish. It must have been you.
You know what I was doing in the 90s? Your mother.
You weren't being James Bond, though, were you? You were doing the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, weren't you?
No, that was in the 2000s, you slut. I was on The Rock.
I'm not really sure what the schlut is.
Well, just look at your family tree and look at your grandmother.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory,
Chang of Chinese Intelligence.
Chang indeed.
Chang Fox.
Chang does. He's a bigger part of this movie than we know, than anyone gives him credit for.
Truly.
But indeed, with me as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, Gus, over there. And, sorry, did I blow up the mic?
No.
Oh, I just surprised
you. Surprised me.
Like, he said my name.
I was like, I'm going to lead up with another name.
He shot my hair. but here we are. Yes, joining me as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, Gus, over there. And what we do here on the pod, everyone, if you're new to the show, is every week we take a film, we watch said film, we then take to the pod to discuss what we liked, what we didn't, what was good, what was bad, and then we submit said film to the factory. That's where we take the film we just watched, and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would star? Who would compose? Sometimes we talk about that. Lately, we haven't really done a composer. I don't know if we will today.
I don't think we will.
We have a lot of actors to cover today. But yes, we imagine what the film would look like if it came out today. Same film, just different booking, modern booking. And then we have a little bit of a questiony time as she come at the end. So with that being said, today, in light of the recent James Bond news,
I would say it's the biggest movie news going today.
Indeed. We decided to watch one of the worst Pierce Brosnan Bonds?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. It is a movie, therefore it is.
It is a movie, therefore it is. And.
I was going to say,
very
therefore
philosophical.
It is to one's taste, opinionated, if you will.
And depends if you're a Halle Berry fan.
Yes.
You might just be like, ah, it's Halle Berry.
And, you know, what am I trying to say? So what's going on in the movie world, especially in the James Bond world, which is one of the biggest franchises of all time, coming in on the 25th Bond film with No Time to Die, they decided to postpone the premiere.
It was originally premiering in April.
April.
Yep.
Within just a couple weeks. They're postponing it. And they are postponing it because of that nasty coronavirus.
COVID.
Yeah. It's interfering with their premiere. Therefore, they don't want to risk the cast and crew. They don't want to risk patrons. coming out to the theaters and seeing it during their European premiere tour. Therefore, yes, it is a health risk. It's also a financial risk. They're gonna regroup. They're gonna postpone till November, come back strong, and
is that 50-50 reference?
And yeah, it's overall the best decision for me personally as a fan. I'm bummed because I was excited to see
Bond
the movie.
Or Bund?
Who?
I don't know. You're like a fan of Bond.
Bond. James Bond.
For England, James.
No, for me.
No, for Bell.
No, for the Matador.
When the fuck did we watch Goldfinger?
It was early in the show. It was like episode... It was in the first 10.
I wonder if it's even in this booklet.
That's a good call.
Exorcist. Dream Warriors. Tremors. Dracula. Because this is the second Bond film we've watched. It's right here. Right here.
Chair.
Second Bond film we've watched. And you know what? Last time we did a Bond film, because before we did Goldfinger, we didn't do Composer. We did Who Would We Have Sing the Theme.
Indeed.
And you know who won?
Your pick.
Yeah. Do you remember who it was? Goldfinger.
Who was it?
Seth MacFarlane.
Jeez.
Voice of Peter Griffin himself. Yeah.
And I know I went for Lady Gaga.
We got Chris Nolan in there. It was okay. Chris Goldfinger, we had Chris Nolan versus the Russo brothers. And Chris Nolan won.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my pick, though. Was that?
Can you guess
Chris
who
Nolan?
My Bond was? Because I can't read it.
Let's see. You got
mustache. Oh, it was. It had to be. I'm sorry. It had to be Henry Cavill, but he had to have his mustache. Okay. I remember. Yeah, he had to be the first mustachioed Bond.
That's right. That's good shit. So yes, yeah, second Bond film we've done. And, yeah, I think it's the biggest movie news going on right now, not being able to premiere. But, you know, yes, I'm a fan of Bond. My bathroom is themed like James Bond.
Indeed.
So I'm a little bummed that it's not coming out sooner rather than later.
However, I haven't seen Spectre yet, so it gives me a chance.
You hit 5 years now. No,
like I'm getting to it.
Well, not quite. You've had 4 years. But by the time the movie does come out in November, yes, it will have been 5 years. And that's what I was getting at. Was I like my Bond films to come out in November. I like to watch them in the fall. And to fall asleep, too, throughout the year. But when a new one comes out, that's where my brain goes to, fall. When I heard this was coming out in April, I'm like, oh, that's early. That seems a little off. But they were trying to capitalize on that slot. You know, in years previous, it's been the Avengers movies making the big cash, starting off the summer months in early April. So yeah, with that being said, we decided to do a different James Bond movie. Who were we gonna do? Were we gonna do Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Timothy
Lazenby,
Dalton?
Please.
Hey. What country are you from?
Australia.
And yeah. And then we decided to do Pierce. And why not do Die Another Day, which is
which
to
is,
many
is Pierce the groaning
to many not me not you is the worst of the Pierce Brosnan films. I don't agree. Pierce Brosnan himself is like, this is my least favorite of the James Bond films I've done. I'm like, I like this one. This is my second favorite of his.
Tomorrow
personally.
Never Dies is really boring.
No.
The World Is Not Enough.
Yes.
Really,
that's what we said. Yeah.
Tomorrow Never Dies actually is underrated, I feel.
I think it's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Especially the opening. Like, the opening is like, it's cool. And yeah. I like its plot, too. Its plot is almost...
It's different.
Its plot is, like, lesser, in a sense, to, like, world domination. So it's... I always feel, like, underlooked, where it's like, World Is Not Enough is just really boring. Tomorrow Never Dies... It's just kind of there.
Hey, there's no news.
It's
like bad news.
It's a filler. It's like a filler Bond.
I really like Tomorrow Never Dies.
GoldenEye?
GoldenEye's best.
Mwah.
I wanted to personally do GoldenEye tonight. However, you said you've seen GoldenEye
however,
semi-recently.
I said I've watched it 5 times in the past year.
Yeah. And I don't think neither you nor I have seen Tomorrow Never Die Another Day.
Madonna.
And quite a while. Die Another Day, a.k.a.
Madonna.
Madonna, the movie. And yeah, this film is often regarded as Pierce Brosnan's worst go at James Bond.
It ended his tenure.
It did.
It's not even his fault, though. I don't think he's bad, and I think he's good.
No,
he's regular sexy Pierce.
This movie is on the ridiculous side.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
As are most Bonds.
Yeah, this one...
Pierce Brosnan's Bonds. Pierce Brosnan's are pretty ridiculous.
They got progressively...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
As they went along.
The first one's like, ah. Like, this GoldenEye, you're like, this is good, I see. Oh, he's got some gadgets. Oh, he's driving a tank now. Very cool. And then this one's like, oh, he's surfing on a tidal wave made by an artificial sun? Okay, then. Oh, that one time he was on a tank, though, so it's okay.
There's a North Korean who genetically modifies his face to look English and suddenly has an English accent.
Doesn't sound like it would fly.
But it does. But, you know, this movie is ridiculous. It's silly. It harkens back to, for me, the Roger Moore era of James Bond, which I do love.
Wait 3 days, Roger. That's a role.
And I like this one. I like this one a lot. It's actually up there. There's 25 Bond films. This one's probably in my top 15.
Okay, I was going to say.
Top 15.
This is like my top two. It's around my favorite.
It's probably not in my upper half, but it's close. I like them all.
How close is GoldenEye to that top?
It's number two. No.
Yeah.
It's like number two.
Buying Goldfinger.
It would go Goldfinger, GoldenEye, Casino Royale. But GoldenEye and Casino Royale are like touch and tip.
Why is GoldenEye your favorite? Is it primarily
Goldfinger?
No, I'm sorry. Why is GoldenEye higher? Is it because primarily GoldenEye is fantastic?
Yes.
Or is it the nostalgia, or is it both?
It is both, because yes, it is a fantastic. We'll touch on GoldenEye here real quick. It is a fantastic film. It great action, great James Bond. It introduced me to James Bond. So
yeah,
therefore,
that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, therefore there comes the nostalgia. Yes, it was my introduction to James Bond. When I close my eyes and think of James Bond, I think Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce is my go-to.
I have so much memories with GoldenEye, the video game for Nintendo 64.
Even tonight we were talking about how Agent Under Fire, Nightfire, the other video game.
Everything or Nothing.
Like, those three games, those are all Pierce Brosnan led. Not necessarily him voicing it. I think Everything
Agent
or Nothing.
Fire. Agent Under Fire was no one. It was just James Bond game. It didn't look like... Nightfire looked like Bond, but wasn't Pierce Brosnan. Or it looked like Pierce Brosnan, wasn't Pierce Brosnan.
I think tomorrow...
Everything or Nothing was.
I think, Pierce Brosnan. He voiced it and everything.
Yes.
That was a big deal, because he even had, like, an intro song and shit in that one. That was, like, a movie. Yeah, it was a good one. But even those games, like, growing up, we grew up with Bond. And even... that's the thing. Like, Everything... Or Agent Under Fire was one of our first Bond movies. Bond games. When I played that, like, in my head, I'm like, this is James Bond. Even the cover is like a silhouette, and it looks like Pierce Brosnan. Mm-hmm. It's not his face, you don't see it, but it's like a silhouette of Brosnan. Stop coughing. Be professional. All right, that was worse. You got louder.
It went down the wrong tube. Water. My martini went down the wrong tube.
My gin. What if Bond walked up and said, I'll have a rum and coke? Would you be upset?
I'll have a water, please.
I'm trying to cut back. People say in this PC age I'm drinking too much, which is a bad influence to children. However, children shouldn't be seeing my movie because of PG-13. Chang. Just like Hopper smokes, and people threw a big fit about Hopper smoking. However, it's TV-14, so kids shouldn't be watching it anyways, and parents should be watching our kids out the door.
Shit,
I'm lightheaded.
Gotta breathe.
How does he talk like that all the time?
You gotta breathe and do a Pierce Brosnan impression. GoldenEye's up there for me, mainly out of nostalgia, but it is a fantastic film. It's a great Bond movie. It means a lot to me personally. Casino Royale.
And Sean Bean.
Oh yeah, I got to step back. GoldenEye, Sean Bean.
Hey, we just talked about being professional.
Hey, it's on the Brothers Movie Factory podcast. If I don't burp, so Casino Royale, excellent Bond film, and you know, somewhere down the line, Die Another Day is there, but that's where we come in. We watch this film tonight. There's an excellent scene where they go to
yes,
Havana.
It's an excellent scene where they're surfing.
They surf a lot.
At the very beginning.
No, I'm talking Savannah.
Havana.
And
Jojoba.
We drank mojitos and had some Caribbean food to set the mood.
Even though it's Cuba, but whatever.
You know, they filmed in Hawaii.
Hey-o.
So here we are. And yeah, so we got Die Another Day. Now, Die Another Day, to me personally, like I said, I like it a lot. It's in the lower half, but I still find a lot of enjoyment in this movie. Yes, it's silly. Yes, it has some ridiculous stunts that don't make sense. However, I have a lot of fun with this movie. The action's great, ridiculous but great. Great Bond girl with Halle Berry as Jinx.
Even yeah. This isn't technically the one that introduced like the dual Bond girl idea. No. But it does play to it pretty well with Miranda Frost, played by Rosamund Pike, which was, you told me, her film debut. Yeah. But it does play to that where it's like there's two Bond girls, and you're like, which one of you is it?
Which one of you do I like more?
Maybe both.
Yeah. The whole movie, you're like, who would you rather? I'm like,
Pierce!
Judy! Dench!
Come here, Pierce.
Come here, Pierce. You smell so nice. I can smell you through the screen.
It smells like Old Spice and gun smoke.
And victory.
And victory, whatever that smells like.
True story. True story.
True story.
Movie factoid, but true story.
My sexual awakening, Pierce.
Pierce Brosnan. I was Sean Connery. Pierce Brosnan went to a pub and after the debut of this film.
After Mrs. Doubtfire.
No. Oh. After the debut of this film. And a gentleman came up to him and, you know, went to shake his hand. He's Pierce Brosnan, like, nice to meet you. He shook his hand, and immediately the guy's like, that's the closest I'll ever get to touching Halle Berry's arse.
Whoa.
Which drew a titter from old Piercy Baby.
If you could meet one, I have two questions for you here, but if you could meet one Bond, like, guy to play who played Bond, who would it be?
Oh, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably Sean the most Connery. Famous, but I feel like I'd still be like, I want to meet Pierce because I feel like he'd just be so chill.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, this is the time that I sang with Meryl Streep.
Like, I didn't even ask a question.
Like, and truth be told, I didn't actually sing. I'd be like, no shit. Really?
It'd have to be Sean Connery. But not even for being Bond. It would just be for being Sean Connery.
Yeah, I know. All right, for being Bond specific. Because, like, even I think, like, George Lazenby, or Lazenby, as you would say, would be pretty cool because of how the... He was the one. Yeah, he was, like, really determined to be James Bond, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, he went out of his way to become James Bond.
He was very sneaky about it.
Yeah. But he was interesting. And he's kind of the forgotten Bond.
Oh, yeah. He only did one.
Yeah. But he was good.
He didn't do many movies in general.
He's good, though, in that. Is he the only Australian? He's the only non-United Kingdom person?
We've had Welsh. We've had...
United Kingdom.
We've had Irish.
United Kingdom. Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah. Irish is. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sean Connery's from Scotland. So that's not the United Kingdom.
I didn't think that counts. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not British, is it?
He's knighted, though, right?
He is, sir.
Then he's counts. I don't know British culture.
I don't either.
We're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ripped the whole mic stand up.
Tighten that up for me there, Nat. There you go. It's pretty tight. I said, fuck this mic stand.
Like, I'm thinking of Pierce Brosnan.
Lately when I talk, I like grab this. I don't know why. Like, come here, you guy. You know who I would have loved to meet? Maybe it's because he's since passed away. But that would be Sir Roger Moore.
He'd be cool.
Yes, I don't know.
He's a slasher. That's Timothy Dalton. Timothy Dalton would be pretty cool, too. They'd all be cool.
Yeah, they would.
But Pierce Brosnan, I feel like Daniel Craig, I'd feel nervous. Like, he seems like he seems like a cool guy, but I feel like nervous around Daniel Craig. Where, like, Pierce Brosnan, I feel like he'd just be like, oh, this is very fun. Nice to meet you. I am Pierce.
Here's my question to
His
you.
His name's Pierce.
Similar vein. Who would you rather say is like, hey, this is my buddy? And you get to pick a Bond.
A Bond?
An actor, yeah. This is my friend, and you guys are tight.
Can like, they be like any...
You Snapchat
can
each
it
other.
Be like them when they were playing Bond? Like their
sure.
age? Or yeah, like, yeah. Because I feel like if I was like, yeah, this is my buddy Sean Connery, he'd be like, I don't even know who you are.
Trimming the roses in Jamaica.
He'd be like, again, in Latin.
Yeah.
Well, no.
In Greek.
Yeah, Greek.
He's a dragon, damn it.
He is a dragon. Pierce has voiced a character before.
I'm sure.
He voiced James Bond in Everything or Nothing.
He voices character in, what's it called? Mamma Mia.
It might still be Pierce. Just to be like, this is my buddy Pierce.
Yeah. In that vein, I would say Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. This is my buddy Pierce. This is the guy you might know him from, oh, I don't know, Mrs. Doubtfire.
This is my buddy Remington Steele.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my buddy. He filmed a sex scene with Halle Berry.
You're just taking a shit. The one James Bond you want to see. Obviously, Pierce Brosnan. If you're taking a shit reading a newspaper, you want to see any other James Bond other than Pierce Brosnan when you pull that paper down?
He forgets to knock.
He does, but do you want any other James Bond? No, want Pierce.
That's true. You're correct.
That was close.
So, do you have any memories with old Dinah the Day here?
I remember it coming out because it came out in 2003, I believe, and so I was...
Deux.
Trois. Yeah. I was the ripe old age of 7, 8, depending. And so I was pretty young, but I remember it coming out, and you were a big fan of James Bond. And we had, that was right around when the GameCube came out, 2001, 2002, and Agent Under Fire was one of our first games that we had on the GameCube. So Bond, I mean, I was never as big of a Bond fan as you. However, Bond was part of my life because of you. Because we had so many and you would watch them. And a lot of the movies that I've seen throughout my life have been just osmosis through sitting there in the room while you watched. Mm-hmm. Due to the cause of our upbringing being very, not small house by any sense of means, but only having several TVs due to limited technology. So I'd be playing Pokemon or something. You'd be watching James Bond. Or even, I don't know why I always think about it, but like, Super Bowl, it was Patriots and Panthers, and you were watching like Mr. Bean or something in the other room.
Hey, that, you know what? I don't know why you say Mr. Bean, but that one, that year, that was the year that the old Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuba.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The boob.
Anywho, I don't really remember much of this film in terms of when it came out because I was relatively young. I remember
you've done a lot of drinking since then.
Nostalgia more so toward GoldenEye. Tomorrow Never Dies, World's Not Enough, not even. I do remember. I have more nostalgia with World's Not Enough. I forget what birthday it was, but I remember I was like so excited for my birthday party, and it was like 2 hours and 30 minutes till my birthday party happened. And I think it was you. It was like, watch this movie, and when it's over, your birthday party will be ready. And you popped in World Is Not Enough.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember that.
See, I don't remember that, because I've drank a lot of
booze. And that's why I'm like, this is boring. Because I want my birthday party. But Die Another Day, I don't remember much. I do remember our aunt and uncle talking about it when it came out and saying that they really liked it, or they were like surprised by the beginning of it. Because it does start differently than most.
I have a lot of... nostalgia with this
older.
Film. Mainly because around this time, when I was 11, 12, that's like...
You were sexually vulnerable?
That, and I was like peak James Bond. That's when I really started getting into it. That's when I started getting all the movies and things like that on VHS, started collecting them. That was like my goal in life, was to get all the Bond films on VHS. And so we watched...
What a world.
Yeah, if only.
I need all of them on VHS.
And I do. And they are, like I said, in my James Bond-themed bathroom, Danny.
Yar. What if you could, if you could, would you?
Yeah.
Like, buy, like,
Casino
Royale and, yes, like, Quantum of Solace on VHS?
And I'd watch it.
I bet you could buy, like, fake covers and just put fake VHS.
I mean, fucking Spectre is, like two, or Skyfall and Spectre are long. They're, like, almost 2.5 hours long. They'd be two VHSs.
Fuck. Do it. That's why I said we just need fake covers.
I'd do it. But I'm out of room on my
list. I'm getting for birthdays.
But I'm peak James Bond, and this is the first Bond film since I've been in peak mode that's coming out in the theater. And I would beg my dad to go see it. And for some reason, we didn't go.
It's like Halle Berry's too hot, son.
Yeah, we just never went. And I
saw your folder.
I remember one day we were going to go. We stopped at our uncle's house, and my dad was talking to him for too long. And by the time he was done, he's like, oh, shit, we're going to miss it. Well, he didn't say that, but we were going to miss it, so we didn't go.
I guess we can't.
And, yeah, I don't...
I remember it coming... We had the double fold, like, case. Did we get two copies of this?
We have it on DVD and VHS.
Yeah.
We got it on VHS when it came out. And then for Christmas, from my aunt and uncle, we got it on... Indeed.
Yeah.
DVD.
It's funny how the brain works. I think about that. It's like, do we have it twice?
Yeah.
Why do we have it twice?
Technically, we have it thrice.
We do have it thrice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the introduction of this movie to me. Was it marks in my, like, it has that memory. This is the first Bond movie in the theater that I couldn't see. You know, that I was, like, old and... I wasn't old enough to see it. It was PG-13. I was 11, but fuck it. I was in...
Nothing bad's in it.
Yeah.
This guy's getting shot with lasers
when
through
the
mouth.
You know, when we did get this movie, there's that vigorous sex scene between James and Jinx. And when we would watch it at home, my eyes were covered.
Like,
and a pellet would go over my face.
We watched Austin Powers very young. And there's some stuff in that.
We weren't allowed to watch. You know, okay, here's a fun fact.
We're not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
You were too young to remember this, but Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, came out in 1999.
Yeah, I was four.
We weren't allowed to watch them. And I remember we were at our aunt's house here at Pittsburgh, and they were watching it downstairs. And I snuck down, and I watched it while they were watching it, and I remember telling my mom and dad that I watched The Spy Who Shagged Me, and it was so funny. And then my dad, we rented it, and my dad watched it, and then he told my mother, like, he can probably watch this. And then we all watched it together.
Honestly, I watch it now, I'm like, oh, I get that joke now. it wasn't that bad. People are fine. Everyone's fine. We turned out fine. Here we are. Yes. But, James Bond, on the other hand. I was just talking. You said, yeah, you had your face covered. I was just talking to Father today about Air Force One and how the first time I watched that, the majority of that movie is, like, dark for me because I had my eyes covered so many times because so many people die in Air Force One. Who would have, like, an 8-year-old watch Air Force One?
I don't know.
Psychopaths.
Like,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, so that, like I said, that was my biggest memory with Die Another Day. And then this was also the first Bond film that we had on the old DVD.
Mm.
Actually,
you know, like, I can pause these movies?
Can zoom in? Ooh.
Slow-mo?
Yeah.
I can watch him pick this diamond out of Halle Berry's belly?
Yummy. yeah, so this was part of the old youth and...
Growing up.
When you put it that way, it's part of the sexual awakening, I guess. Die Another Day, to many though, is a poo-poo film. And let me spit this factoid at you. To the diehards, the James Bond diehards, I would consider myself one, but you know I'm against the grain here. But they hate that James Bond theme song to Die Another Day by Madonna.
It's a slap. It's a slap.
They're like, this isn't a James Bond theme song.
Oh, it's so good.
This is pop.
Why? Because it's too upbeat and going.
Yeah, it's like
I love
too hip hop and techno.
It's fun.
It seems a little odd, but I like it a lot. And it was nominated for a Grammy for Best Original Song.
No, yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
Everything or Nothing is good too. But
that's not
this. I mean, let's speak on James Bond themes because I think we did before in our last one that we did on Goldfinger. But like, I think this is a really good one. This is one of my go-tos. Again,
the theme song.
Like this one, I like way better than Sheryl Crow's.
Tomorrow never.
Yeah, I don't really like Tomorrow Never Dies because it's weird to me. It's like down, 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 down. I'm like, I don't like that.
I like them all.
Goldeneye, so good. Like I'm like Tina Turner needed to do more. She could have done so many more, and I would have been so happy. Because it's just so stupid. With a golden eye. I'm like,
like, what is a golden eye?
Yeah, it doesn't. You're like, this song doesn't actually relate to the movie. They're like, we need golden eye in it somehow, though.
Yep.
Golden eye, you found my weakness. EMPs to steal money from banks?
It's like Moonraker. Do you know what the song Moonraker was about?
Sex.
Kinda. That Dame Shirley Bassey.
Is this the one that's...
No, that's You Only Live Twice. Moonraker's like, where are you?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you hide?
It doesn't even say Moonraker. You know it's not a good song.
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Just like the Moonraker goes, your dreams will come true someday.
No. They're like, we don't know we don't know about this song. Bring in Shirley Bassey.
So Shirley Bassey was like, I don't get it. Like, what's a Moonraker? And she's like,
it's a spaceship.
It's like, it's a penis.
Okay.
Okay.
So like the penis goes, is what they're going
for. Dreams will come true someday. See, they did the same
that
thing
is James Bond's motto.
When guns don't work, the penis will. The penis mightier.
50 no's and a yes means yes.
Still means yes. Yes, indeed.
It's a Family Guy joke.
That's our joke now.
That's a Sean Connery thing.
Yes. So we've touched on why we're watching it this week. We've touched on...
We didn't really tell anything about this plot.
No, that's what I was getting to next. So the movie itself, why is it so ridiculous to some? We've said it is ridiculous. We touched on the theme song, how people don't like it because it's more hip-hoppy and Madonna-esque.
Madonna!
And you know what? She probably sang a James Bond theme song probably 20 years too late. But I still really like it. This theme song is up there for me. That's in my top 10.
Slap!
Top 10 James Bond slaps. But the plot of this film is on the ridiculous side. Why do you feel that way?
So the plot is there's a North Korean guy, and he is...
A military dude.
Military dude guy, buddy, and he is the son of, like, basically Kim Jong-un.
Kind of, he's more like the colonel or the general type.
Yeah, anywho... he dies in a fight with James Bond because he was, like, basically selling weapons for diamonds in the sky, and he dies, or so you think. But later it turns out that he has basically gone under genetic therapy and testing and stuff to make himself white and British so that he can then be white and British.
Villainy.
Yeah, because no good villain has ever been. Not white and British. And so it would have been better, more believable if it was Mark Strong. Instead...
First made today.
Yeah. Yes, and his... Basically, he's, yes, now white and British, and he's evil still. So no one will know. They think he's dead, but he's still living on as Gustav Graves.
Old Bondy assassinated him.
Yeah.
And was captured. Which is different.
Yeah, it is different. Like, Bond actually loses at the beginning of the film. He's captured and tortured for a year?
14 months, yeah.
14 months, yeah. And he's released. He's traded for Zhao, another North Korean fighter.
Terrorist.
Yeah, basically worked for... Works for old Gustav Graves, their friends. And, it turns out, ultimately, that Gustav Graves is looking to... He made a satellite out of diamonds that's going to reflect sunlight so that the world, even the dark parts of the world, can be light. And so you can always be growing crops. You can grow crops faster with sunlight because it'll always be light outside.
Energy.
And you got, you know, you can have, like, people working night shifts can have light, etc., etc., etc. However, he plans to use it as a weapon to blow up the landmines and border between South and North Korea to make South and North Korea one again.
And use it as a weapon, probably beyond that.
Yeah. Feel like you could have done more.
Yeah.
Feel like you should have held the world hostage first and then gone for it.
For $1 million.
$1 billion. Indeed. But here we are. And there's little intricacies such as, like, Miranda Frost, who is an MI6 agent, played by Rosamund Pike, who is, you know, working with Bond, but she's the one that ultimately betrayed Bond and is working with old Gustav Graves and helping him. So she's a bad guy. Gustav Graves is a bad guy. Zhao's a bad guy. There's a lot of bad guys. Mr. Kill, who seems like he should be a bigger deal than he is.
That's a name to die for.
That is a name to die for. There's just a lot. Even, like, the gadgets in this movie are pretty ridiculous.
Name some of them.
The car, the Vanish. Yeah. It's the invisible car with shotguns and heat-seeking shotguns. And
there's that ring that can just blow up, like, unbreakable glass.
Yeah.
And you know, ironically, I don't know if it's ironic.
There's no sub in this movie.
I was going to say, coincidentally, rather, he needs that ring in this movie.
Go figure.
Yeah, he uses it. That's how he saves old Jinxie baby.
Well, he always needs the gadgets that he gets.
Yes, he does.
Permission.
Indeed. This also featured the first Bond film since From Russia with Love that it had the actor who plays Q, who supplies Bond with the gadgets, played by someone other than Desmond Lewis. I was played by John Cleese in this film, who does a good job. He only got to sport the role twice, but that's.
Then he had to go help Clouseau.
Help is a different word than I would.
Clouseau.
Yeah. So
I hope that came through with some kind of audible sound.
It made a little bit of noise. Yeah, I feel it.
Okay, good. I'm hitting my head off the mic. Yes. Like.
That's a Pink Panther 2 reference.
Yeah, you'll get it if you get it. If you don't, then watch Pink Panther 2.
Mm. So, yes, this movie's on plot-wise the ridiculous side. Even action-wise, it's on the ridiculous
even
side.
Even script-wise,
that's more what
like there's
that.
No yeah. Tomorrow. Mojito.
I mean, he meets Halle Berry within seconds. She's ready.
Yeah. I mean, it's Pierce. Yeah, we talked about this.
I agree.
Get your own Pierce Snapchat filter. Makes you look just handsome.
So, there's some ridiculous stunts. There's a lot of CGI, which was different for the Bond franchise at this point.
There's some weird camera shots and, like, slow-mos and speed-ups. That was, like, The Matrix.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Like, where are the Wachowskis?
That's just like an editing style that was seen in a lot of movies in the early 2000s. Like, slow down, speed ups, all kinds of shit like that.
Let's experiment.
Even Roger Moore, who attended the premiere of this film, him along with Pierce and Timothy Dalton, I think George Lazenby was there as well.
Or Sean.
Because this is the 40th. He might have been there. I don't remember his name being on that list, but it might have been there.
He is James Bond.
To some. He it was the 40th anniversary of the franchise, and this was the big film for that. And Roger Moore was like, I think this was a low for the franchise. I was like, ooh, that's pretty sharp.
You're like, you filmed Octopussy.
honestly, like, my least favorite Bond films are, like,
all of Roger Moore's.
No.
Don't forget the cello.
That would be Timothy Dalton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That one's not good.
I like that one. That one's Living Daylight. That one's good. License to Kill. Don't like that one. That's probably my least favorite.
Got a license to kill. To kill.
The song's good. Octopussy is down there for me. I don't really care for Octopussy.
That's a fantastic name.
Great title. Song's great.
That's a title of a movie.
Octopussy. The song is not great, but damn it, I find myself humming it every now and then. Can you tell me?
No, because it's one of those that doesn't have the name in the song.
It's like, all I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two, with no intention to do.
It's a slap of a theme.
They're all slaps.
They're all slaps. They start, and you're like, ooh. You're like, all right, one more. It's like, when you were young and your heart. I'm like, fuck!
I find myself listening to all of them every now and then.
I find myself listening to all of them every day.
Sometimes. And you know what? Tonight, I'll probably fall asleep watching a Bond film. I've been going on a Godzilla kick watching Final Wars, but now I might
Operation
be...
Operation Final Wars.
It might be something different tonight.
Like, I need the most British thing I can find.
Yes,
watch the most Japanese. Here's the most British.
I go from one extreme to the other, just like this movie did.
I feel like you go between James Bond and Godzilla quite frequently.
Yeah.
You're like, I've been falling asleep to Goldfinger. And then the next week, you're like, I've been falling asleep to Godzilla 1984.
Yeah. It hops around like that. And sometimes it's Batman. Animated series. So... We got my second favorite Pierce Brosnan movie of the how many?
Really, I thought you liked Tomorrow Never Dies more.
No, it would go Goldeneye, Die Another Day, Tomorrow Never Dies. World is not enough for me as far as the Pierces go. Yes, it's close though. But
he was supposed to be Bond before this, right? Contract with Remington Steele.
He was supposed to be Bond before Timothy Dalton was. In 1987. They're getting ready. Well, 1986.
That's pretty crazy too, because that's like what 8 years before. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was even younger. He was lined up to be Bond, but it was because of a contract agreement with Remington Steele that he had to go do that show, as opposed to be James Bond. And Timothy Dalton got the role and played Bond in two films in 1987 and 1989. And after the 1989 film. Box office was down for that film. They didn't know if they were going to make another one. Cubby Broccoli was thinking about leaving the
Broccoli Foundation.
They even thought about Cubby Broccoli and Harry Saltzman, who had produced all the Bond films from 1962 to this point, were thinking about selling the franchise
to Disney.
Yeah, and
adding him to Marvel. You know,
they just didn't know what they wanted to do with the Bond franchise anymore. And even Timothy Dalton himself was like, I think this is the last one. Not for me. I just think it's the last Bond film.
Bond must endure, though.
And they were getting ready. They announced they were going to do another one. And Timothy Dalton was on board to do it again. But so much time had passed from when they said they're going to do another one to when they actually were like, hey, let's do it, that he was not interested anymore and passed on it. Went to do other things.
Goldeneye definitely did have that. Has a '90s feel to it. Like, even the music, like the whoo. Like
no other Bond film has that.
It's
that
so
sound,
interesting.
Though.
Yeah, it's got weird different sounds, and yeah, it's very '90s. It's fantastic.
Goldeneye, Pierce Brosnan's an introduction
opening
to
damn
Goldeneye.
Scene is...
One of the best. Maybe I would say it's probably the best opening of a Bond film.
It's good
before the credits. Yeah,
it's real good. Even, like, I was thinking about today because I was listening to Goldeneye on the way home, but, like, the plane flying off and that comes back. I'm just like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, yes!
The dog went nuts there.
She knows.
She was there. So Goldeneye brought to the franchise a freshness that it needed. Something
more
a little different.
Gadgets and stuff.
Some more gadgets, some more just modernization. More piss.
More sex.
And
more Femme K. Jensen.
You know what's kind of funny, and this is ironic, is Pierce Brosnan, before they went in to Die Another Day, wanted the film to be a little darker. He wanted it to go back more to the roots of the books, be more serious, less heavy on the gadgets, and more focused on the character. But they did the exact opposite of Die Another Day.
Say.
And the next Bond film, Casino Royale, did what he would have liked.
And he didn't know. We talked about it early when we were watching the movie tonight, but he didn't really necessarily know this was his last Bond, or foray as Bond.
Yeah. Because when this movie came out, it was shortly after 9/11, and the world had changed, and movie studios, including MGM, who was making the Bond films, they're like, do we need a spy action genre, you know, hunting down terrorists and things like that?
The answer is yes.
So they didn't know what to do with the franchise, how they wanted to market it, and which direction they wanted to go. So from 2002 to 2006, there was no Bond film. And finally, when they announced that they were going to do another Bond film, Pierce Brosnan was ready and prepared to, you know, do the next one. However, they decided to go a different route. They decided to go with a younger actor and kind of reboot the franchise and bring in Daniel Craig.
Derek Craig.
Derek. That's the guy I went to high school with. Whoops. So here we are. And the franchise has chugged along since. Surpassed its 40th anniversary, which was Die Another Day. Surpassed the 50th anniversary, which is Skyfall. And so on and so on. And it will chug along.
I don't know if this franchise will ever actually truly end.
Nah.
Might take a hiatus for longer than what it has already.
Okay.
But I, you know, someday maybe it'll be like, oh, there's 10 years or there's 15 years. And
maybe.
Then it'll be like, all right, new James Bond movie, go.
Maybe.
It's just a part of cinema history. I don't think you could necessarily. It's America's / Britain's Godzilla. Like, it's just going to keep happening.
They've never been a bomb.
No.
They've always made money. The Spectre was seen as a disappointment because it didn't make as much as they wanted. It was more expensive than Skyfall and made less money than Skyfall.
Skyfall made a billion, didn't it?
Yeah, it made less money than Skyfall. However, it made a lot of money.
Yeah.
No Time to Die. Sorry, No Time to Die. There's too many Die movies. No Time to Die.
No Time
make
to Die
some cash.
Tomorrow again after.
That's the next
tomorrow.
One.
And GoldenEye.
And that's the next one, starring who knows who's going to be Bond next.
We need another Golden. We need another Golden something.
Golden title.
James Bond.
Golden Frieza.
Oh. Maybe. That's the anime version.
Oh, yes.
Golden Retriever is the other one.
Yeah, and then Golden Frieza will be the one after that.
Goldfinger, Golden Gun, GoldenEye.
That's all. The Golden Trilogy.
Golden Toi.
And you know, just talking on who's going to be the next Bond, what could be next for the franchise, what if they took Die Another Day, the 2002 relic, and brought it to modern times,
indeed.
Who would be Bond? Who would be Jinx? Who would be Gustav Graves?
Let's talk about it. So in this portion of the show, this is where we take the film we just watched and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would star? And for today's special purposes, who would sing the theme? I'm going to throw you under the bus there. Same movie, same story, same everything, just different cast and crew for the modern booking. So with that being said, 2002's Die Another Day. Think up die another day, as Madonna would say it. Director, who you have? Can't be Chris Nolan.
It can't be Chris Nolan, and he's on the tip of my brain. He has been lately, and not Chris Nolan, but the director I'm going to choose for tonight. I've recommended him before. I don't think we've gone with him even recently, but he's a hot topic now. Because this is going to be an Inception kind of director, and not Christopher Nolan, but you'll understand what I'm saying. Steven Spielberg has always wanted to do a James Bond film. In the 80s, he was kind of deterred away from that by his friend to make Indiana Jones. So he made an Indiana Jones
franchise.
Really
smarter.
Yes.
More of a legacy with that.
So here's a director who always wanted to make a James Bond film. Couldn't. Made Indiana Jones. Now here we are in modern times. He's going to make Indiana Jones 5. However, he passes. And now the name up for Indiana Jones 5 is James Mangold. I've used James Mangold recently. I've recommended him. That's who you wrote down.
Yeah, that's my pick.
So that's who we got.
Yeah, James Mangold was my pick as well. You want to talk about it?
So James Mangold, he did Logan.
Yeah.
He did
Ford versus
Ferrari.
That was honestly why I picked him.
Yeah?
Because of the black and white, like, noir version of Logan. And I just watched recently Casino Royale, and that's how the movie starts, is a black and white. And I was like, This is fuck.
This fucks good.
Yeah, James Mangold, but continue.
He did Walk the Line. He did the Wolverine. He did Ford Ferrari.
He did Ford versus Ferrari. He did Vertigo. He did Rope. He did it all.
What if Jimmy Stewart I think we said that in Goldfinger.
Why couldn't he be? Why couldn't he be James Bond? He's too American, too Pennsylvanian.
I think he's too dead.
They're just scared. They're scared. They just cast James Dean in a film. They could cast Jimmy Stewart, but you know why? Because no one could talk like this anymore. No one actually knows how. No one could actually voice Jimmy Stewart. They have to use some computer algorithm out there in the ether to figure it out. They have to use old clips from different things that all pull together and be like, oh, Mary, you're going out there in that rope.
What's the Bond chick's name? I guess it has to be Madeline.
Madeline or Mary
or Mitch.
Or Midge or James.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a mess. It's a mess, Phil. I don't even know who Phil is. First name that came to mind.
I don't know how we're talking about directors, but we're going to Jimmy Stewart here.
Oh, because it's James Mangold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed, yes. James Mangold's who I had chosen for this role, for the directing chair. Because he's a fantastic director, and I feel like he's getting more... Walk the Line was a big deal, but I feel like Logan put him more into like a limelight as recent because it's a superhero film. More people were like,
you're not wrong.
There was more eyes on it than like Walk the Line, which is a biopic.
And then Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. Which, was it nominated for Best Picture?
Yes.
Yeah. And it had a lot of buzz, too, come award season.
Oh, for sure.
I'm fine with James Mangold. Singer, Seth MacFarlane, writing him down.
Hey, I'm
do you know who your pick was last time?
Yes, I'm going to stick with her, damn it.
Lady Gaga.
I want Lady Gaga singing me a James Bond theme song.
Were you upset when Billie Eilish got picked?
No. I thought it was going to be Beyonce. I always wanted a Beyonce. I even said that in one of our podcasts we did semi-recently, before it was announced that Billie Eilish was doing the Bond theme song. I said Beyonce for something. I don't remember what episode that was, but I always wanted Beyonce. However, for this movie, I still want Lady Gaga. Sing and Die Another Day, or a cover of it of sorts. I'm going to go for it. I wanted her to sing Goldfinger. But I'll have her sing I'm going to break the cycle. I'm going to shake
she do. Lady Gaga, system. However, I'm going to challenge it with a more classical singer, more to my Seth Seth MacFarlane style. And that is Michael Bublé.
Boobies.
Michael Bublé's.
All right.
Think about that, though. He'd be like, I'm gonna wake up. Yes, I know. And be like,
that's like postmodern jukebox.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good. Michael Bublé.
I'm gonna wake.
So it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want that Michael Bublé CD where he just does all the Bond things. Mm-hmm. Michael Bublé, I think he would actually be a good fit just for a Bond theme in general because he has that classic style to him. I don't know if that's necessarily what they look for nowadays. It seems like...
Apparently not. They have Billie Eilish doing that.
You haven't heard her song yet. I have. So it's probably not what you're anticipating. But like,
I'm anticipating a Billie Eilish song. I haven't heard it yet. I'll wait till the theater.
It's a little different. But Adele... And, like, I'll say to Sam Smith and Adele, they're more akin to this style. So it's not, like, I don't know. They're more, like, slow.
Yeah.
The themes as of late have been more, like, slow-paced. But then you had, like, Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. They were like, let's go! I don't know. But Lady Gaga versus Michael Bublé. We'll go heads, Michael Bublé. Tails, Lady Gaga. Heads, Michael Bublé.
That's a weighted coin.
Bublé's.
And get a quarter up in this
bitch. He might just cast Lady Gaga in the female lead role.
That would have been it.
So next up, we're going to cast the crew here. Bond, Jinx, Graves, and Frost. Who do you have for Miranda Frost?
Oh, Miranda Frost, who played a triple agent.
The triple agent, indeed.
I'm going with a model turned actress, English actress, and her name is...
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
No. I can never pronounce her last name. It's Cara Delevingne. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know her. She's in Valerian.
Valerian.
I don't know why I know her specifically, but yeah.
Suicide Squad, Paper Towns.
What, let me see her last name. It's like
Della.
Della Margino.
Tencino.
Delevingne.
She's been in some big films, but
I mispronounce it,
I think she's on the up and coming side.
She's good,
and you know, very beautiful, and she's got a lot going for her as far as the acting chops, and she's been in some poop films, but she's been in some good films.
I hear Valerian's actually really good.
It just bombed,
yeah.
Oh, I'd check it out.
It's made by the same guy that made Fifth Element.
Yeah, so it can't be horrible.
And Valerian is actually like a really big like British thing or like novel or something. Something. I'm ignorant. I don't know.
So here we are. Who do you got for old Miranda Frost?
Well, a little older. I don't necessarily think we've ever used her, and I feel like she'd be good in this role. Anne Hathaway?
Interesting.
I know. She's a little older, right? But... I don't know. I don't know why I thought that.
Anne Hathaway.
I was thinking, I recently watched some clips from Dark Knight, so it was like stuck in my head. Dark Knight Rises, rather.
I just watched Princess Diaries, and I'm like...
Yeah, I'm like, sure. She's right there. no, but I was thinking Anne Hathaway's Catwoman is what like came to mind.
I don't think we have used her.
I don't think we have either.
And we haven't used mine.
She is... I hate saying she's a little older. She's like late 30s, early 40s, if that. And she's still... looks like Anne Hathaway. So
hey, she's won an Oscar, damn it.
Indeed. And I think honestly that she would be able to play the fuck out of that double agent. However, I'm gonna give it to you because the coin is weighted, and I like your pick of Cara Delevingne. Mistletoe.
Just to humor me then. Flip that coin. Right. I wanna see if it
heads.
Heads is heads, tails is tails.
Heads is Anne, tails is Cara.
I want to see what's doing here.
You would have won.
Okay.
You would have won.
There we are.
Cara Delevingne. next up, you want to do Graves or you want to do Jinx?
Let's do Gustav Graves.
Gustav Graves.
Parachutes for the both of us.
Okay.
That's my favorite line he said. That and first blood drawn from the torso.
I cast Maggie Smith.
So this actor, Toby Stevens, played the villain. He is the son of Maggie Smith, Professor McGonagall herself, Wendy Moira Angela Darling herself from Hook. And I'm going with someone who I actually, when I was younger, confused these actors. I was like, oh, he's the bad guy in Dying of the Day.
Sean Bean.
No. I was like, he's a bad guy done of the day. But turns out it wasn't. And I wanted to use him last week. I'm like, I'll save him for another day. I'll use him today. Because today is to die another day.
He'll die another day.
And today is the day he dies.
He'll die to the coin.
That's Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce.
You did use him last week.
I tried. And I said I was going to save him. And I did. I used someone else. I used Johnny Depp instead.
I didn't even write him down because it wasn't worth my time.
Guy Pearce of Memento, of... Curse of Monte Cristo. Or not curse.
Curse.
Count.
The curse of Monty and.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, Midge. That's not funny, Midge.
Nah, curse of Monte. Count. Cock of Monte Cristo.
What?
And of Iron Man 3 fame.
Ah, of the Mandarin.
Yes, Orange. Guy Pearce. He plays such a good bad guy. And he's British.
Like, I want Mark Strong.
Yeah. Hey.
And his teeth.
He could be. If you picked him. But who do you got?
So actually, I think mine you might like a little better because you haven't seen him recently in a lot of stuff. And naturally, he's a bad guy. Much like his father. That's Tom Felton. Tom Felton. You haven't seen him recently. He's a great bad guy. You ever seen him be a good guy? Because I haven't. Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy himself, as well as the bad assistant guy from Rise of the Planet of the Apes. But just think Draco. Just think Draco. Tom Felton. He'd be pretty good.
Imagine the sword fight scene.
Yeah.
And he gets sliced, and he's like, oh, wait till my father hears about this.
It'd be great. Or he just, like, whips out his wand and releases a snake.
Yeah.
At least there's a snake right there.
Serpent Sortilla.
He'd kill his dad at the end and be like, you don't understand. I have to do this.
Yes.
Be good. Be good. Tom Felton, actually, we have never used Tom Felton.
Never used Guy Pearce.
We have never used Guy Pearce. But I do think, for the purposes of this, I mean, Tom Felton. He's a younger actor, which is stupid because I just tried to cast Anne Hathaway, and she's a little bit older actress. Not really to say anything, but to the not quality, but to the style of the actors we're casting. Tom Felton, I feel like, fits the role better. However, I don't necessarily know how it would go. Tom Felton playing a Korean-turned-British guy. Man.
We'll let the coin decide.
Okay, heads, Tom Felton, tails, Guy Pearce. And...
whoops.
Heads, Tommy Felton, boy. Don't worry, he won't rat you out when your face is all puffy. Jinx is next.
Well, I've been going first. I have mine, but who do you got?
So mine, I wanted to pick an actress who has literally been, and I feel like every major, like, box office success film ever.
Judy Dench.
Yes. She hasn't had that James Bond fame, but she's been in Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh, that's good.
She's been in Star Trek. I was thinking about that enough. She's like in these three, like, massive movies. Zoe Saldana.
That's good.
I feel like she'd be perfect for the role of Halle Berry. I think she'd be perfect for the role of any Bond girl, mm-hmm. Zoe Saldana. Obviously, Gamora. I don't necessarily know her name in Avatar, even though I just watched the other night. Like,
Neytiri.
But yeah, Avatar.
Neytiri, damn it!
Avatar's just
Neytiri.
Okay.
No, it's one of the best.
It's just okay.
It changed movies.
It's just okay. Sam Worthington's better, and he's not in anything now.
No,
but
he's not.
He's going to be Adam Warlock. Hopefully. He's good in that so far. What I saw of Avatar. It's the first time I watched it since theaters. In what, like 2008?
Nine.
But yeah, Zoe Saldana. I've honestly seen Star Trek once, and it was on TV, so it was like 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
But she was good in that. She's good in everything I've seen her in. She's fantastic as a Gamora. I think she would be a perfect fit for Jinx.
That is a perfect fit. I'm gonna give that to you, but I will say my pick. My pick, as you would say, is an older pick. However, she's still got that sex appeal down the pat. Now, it was going to be a little different, little different sway. Yes, we got Halle Berry here, but over here, I was going to say, how about Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez, she got a lot of stuff for that
Hustlers. Yes, she's 50 years old, believe it or not.
Doesn't look like it at the Super Bowl.
No, certainly not. That was going to be my pick for
Jennifer Lopez. It's from South Park.
And, yeah, she's a great actress, and kind of like, had a resurgence with that Hustlers. A lot of
people were upset.
Yeah, a lot of people thought she should have been nominated. And it probably should have happened that way, but here we are. And that she was going to be my pick for Bond Girl, but you know, you said Zoe Saldana. I'm like, that's just the right pick. I don't even want to flip for it. That's just superior.
We're on to the big one, though. James Bondy, baby. Now, Matthew McConaughey and...
All right. Now, last time we did
Goldfinger. You're going to put down that gun. Do you expect me to talk? Because I will. I'll tell you all about my beautiful movies and my abs.
I expect you to die. I'll
explain all Sahara to you.
Who did we pick last time for Bond? Who was yours? Who was mine?
Yours was Henry Cavill.
Mustached. Is that all you wrote down?
I honestly think it was all I wrote down. I think I had Tom Hiddleston. Yar.
That sounds right.
Tom Hiddleston versus Tom Hiddleston versus Henry Cavill. But I agreed for Henry Cavill, but it had to have a mustache. He was going to be the first Bond with a mustache.
Okay.
So this one's going to be the first Bond with a full beard. Simon Pegg.
Oh, that'd be sexy. Nick Frost is my Bond. Please.
Nick Frost. Jesus.
I
want old Bond played by Bill Nighy.
I said this
just creepy.
I said this on the last podcast. This isn't my pick, but I wouldn't be opposed. This is also prior to like Doctor Strange and stuff, but I wouldn't have been opposed to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
I watched him.
He's like weird, sexy lizard James Bond.
Graham Norton interview, and he did his smog voice like live, and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, his voice is just like, Jesus. What is that?
Even at the end of 1917, yeah. Mm-hmm. When he's just like, fuck off, Corporal. I'm like, Jesus.
Fuck off, Corporal.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Is that like, Mark Strong over there?
He is in that movie. Weird, sexy lizard James Bond. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I never looked it up because I was like, I don't think. Who is the actor that plays the main in 1917?
Jack London.
I thought about him for like Landon. A split second because he is kind of like, he's not like young, but he is younger and he's British. And I was like, he'd be cool because he was really good in 1917, but I don't know if he has, just from the range I saw in 1917, I see that he has like the action and the all that, but I don't know if he has the charisma to play that role.
Yeah. I'm going with Richard Madden, because since we've done Goldfinger, and I picked Henry Cavill, I still think he would be my pick for the next James Bond. I have watched Game of Thrones, and Richard Madden plays Robb Stark. He's also going to be in the upcoming Marvel Eternals, and he's been in a lot of TV, a lot of films. He plays he does like video game voices and stuff. He's voiced Trevor fucking Belmont. How about that?
Hey, that just came out today. I need to watch it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to start watching it. I'm like, I got My Hero to watch, but Castlevania.
He was relatively unknown when they cast him in Game of Thrones. He's also in Cinderella. He does a lot of... He does it all. He's in Rocket Man. He's in 1917. And... I just wouldn't mind seeing him as our next James Bond. And how about him Die Another Day?
So mine... I had two at first. My one was just a banter pick. It was Daniel Radcliffe. He's
monster,
5'5" of them? All 5'5" of them? The shortest James Bond ever. I just saw the commercial for Guns Akimbo. I'm like, yeah! He's a great actor. He is. He's fantastic. I don't know though. I'm like for James Bond, like seeing Harry Potter, be like, you will have sex with me. I don't know about that.
It didn't work on Cho Chang,
who I eventually went with. True, who I eventually went with. I don't think it's a British actor, but Luke Evans, Bell himself.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Is he British?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he was British or not. But Luke Evans, Gaston, he's in the Three Musketeers film as well.
Yes.
And a couple other things. But
he's Dracula Untold.
Indeed. But I was thinking mostly Gaston, like his portrayal of Gaston in the Beauty and the Beast live-action film. He's got the physique and like the look of a James Bond, very much akin to the Henry Cavill. Although Henry Cavill's like... literally, like, sculpted by the goddamn gods. Like, he's ridiculous. But Luke Evans, very much akin to that, seems like a man of many talents. And I think he, based on his portrayal of Gaston, he has, like, the dark side elements, but also, it's funny that I'm comparing, like, Gaston to a Bond, but he's got the dark side elements. He's got the charisma, like, charismatic elements as well. I don't think I've necessarily seen him in anything other than that. However, I was just came down to that. I'm like, Luke Evans would be pretty good in that role, just on his look and style.
Yeah, you're not wrong with that Gaston comparison, because that was part of the joke of Beauty and the Beast was Gaston was supposed to be like a parody of all the princes that had been previous. Like, I am handsome, I am strong,
I'm
I can do
the
all
best.
These things. Yes, Belle.
Come here, Belle. You're crazy. And your dad's crazy, and everyone's crazy, and I'm killing animals for fun.
Yes.
Kill the beast.
So
I know how I'll stop this terrorist attack. We'll kill the beast.
Why not safe until he's dead? They're singing about Gustav Graves.
Yeah.
We'll
get the whole MI6 to join along.
The first musical James Bond.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Josh Gad as M.
No one shoots like James Bond fucks these bitches like Gaston.
Or what?
James Bond.
What?
Well, I wasn't wrong the first time either. All
right. We'll go heads, Luke Evans, tails, Richard Madden, and...
Who we got, guy?
Tails, you won! Richard Madden.
It's not weighted.
Boom. So, remake of Die Another Day. We got director James Mangold, singer Michael Bublé. Miranda Frost, played by Cara Delevingne. Grace, played by Tom Felton. Jinx, played by Zoe Saldana. And Bond, played by Richard Madden. And before we get going, I did ask you a question toward the end of said film. I said, can you guess my favorite Bond girl of all time?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you did ask me this question. Was it you said it your favorite of all time?
Yeah.
Or just one you
no,
like?
It's like my favorite. I don't know why.
Oh,
my favorite.
All time.
Yeah.
Pre-90s.
Pre-90s,
we
too. That's crazy,
okay.
Right? Like, that doesn't make sense, really.
I'm going to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
Well, maybe
one. Three total questions. Yeah, you asked
is
pre-90s.
Is it of Roger Moore era?
ask again. I'm not thinking about him.
Well, what I'm saying, what movie he's in? You know, she's in. Is it a Roger Moore film, or is it a that'll narrow it down for me if we're doing a question-y time.
It's a Roger Moore film. Roger Mills. Yeah,
okay.
It's Roger Moore.
So we got. Is it Holly Goodnight? Goodnight.
Holly.
It's not Holly, but Miss Goodnight.
Yeah,
Mary
Goodnight.
Mary.
Yeah.
It's Holly Goodhead from Moonraker.
Yeah.
Mary Goodnight from The Man with the Golden Gun.
Yeah.
I know that's one of your personal fave movies there.
She's the best.
No, but she is thirsty for that Bond.
She's the best. Right up there with Herve Villechaize.
Which one's that? Herve?
Herve? Harvey?
Which movie is that?
Hair?
Oh, knick-knack.
Nice. You like how Peter Dinklage is in that picture?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, a little bit. He's in two of them.
Can you guess? Oh, my. Can you guess my favorite Bond girl of the Roger Moore era? Now that we're sticking on the Roger Moore.
I need to find all the Roger Moore Bond movies.
I'll just tell you them, and you can... You can answer for me. Okay, we got Live and Let Die. We got Man with the Golden Gun.
It's not Man with the Golden Gun, I take it?
No. We got Spy Who Loved Me. We got Moonraker. For Your Eyes Only. Octopussy. Vito and Vito Kill.
You like that Grace Jones action, don't you?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh.
it is actually a very simple answer. Because it is the only correct answer.
I don't like that answer.
They teach their own. So, obviously for me, it's the only correct answer.
I know the girl Moonraker is pretty good looking. Octopussy, no.
Yeah, I like that Maude Adams, though.
Live and Let Die. Not as good as you at this, though. I'm going to guess... Share. I'm gonna guess Solitaire.
Live and Let Die.
Jane Seymour.
Jeebus. She was only like 21 when they made that movie. And she's in her like 70s, almost 80s now, and she's still a babe. Old Jane.
69 years old.
69? I was very wrong, but she still looks good.
1951.
Oh, yeah.
She was born.
And they put that movie out in 1973.
Who are you married to? Spouse.
Not me.
Not you. James Keach was her last husband. She's been married like three or four times. Four times.
Hey, Midge.
Michael Attenborough for 3 years. Joffrey Planer for a year. David Flynn for over 10 years, and James Keach.
She didn't marry Roger Moore. That's the problem. She didn't stick with her Bond.
Ah, yes. Anywho, yeah, Mary Goodnight's.
Mary Goodnight's the one for you. Let me ask you a random trivia question before we cut off here. Q, he is the gentleman who gives James Bond his gadgets in every movie. What does Q stand for?
Quentin. Gadgets.
The silent Q.
It's a silent Q, nothing else. Q. Quantum.
Quartermaster.
Why isn't it QM then?
Take it up with MI6.
MI5 is real. MI6 is fake!
MI6 is real.
MI5.
Google it.
It's MI5 in real life.
They're one away from the big time.
MI5. MI6 is MI6.
Real.
Real, damn it.
Yeah, it's real.
MI6, Military Intelligence Section 6. Fuck,
Bill. It's real, damn it. They use the real building in the Bond films.
MI5.
It's probably
real. MI5 is real, too. They're just different sections of military intelligence.
Yeah, it's just different branches. MI5, MI4, MI. Mission Impossible 7 is coming out soon.
I haven't watched Mission Impossible, any of them.
Oh.
But that's not what we're talking about. That is the show. We hope you enjoyed it, everyone. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out on Audioboom. That is our primary source. That's where we post the podcast first for you to subsequently listen to them everywhere else. So Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, wherever you find your podcast, we are there. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. That's where we'll be posting new episodes, links to the show, GIFs, memes Gus makes, etc., etc. So be sure to check us out there. You can also find us on Facebook.
Go to Facebook, type in The Brothers Movie Factory in that little search bar, and hey, you'll find little old us. Brothers Movie Factory, click on it, like us, share what we post. I like to post memes that accompany what we're watching each and every week, as well as links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago. Audioboom, Twitter, Spotify, and that.
And so that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it. And until next week, brothers.
Brothers.
I didn't like how you grabbed my hand harder.
You grabbed it so weak. Grabbed it like Chang.